Barry Welsh spends a lot of time searching deep space for exocomets, spinning in elliptical orbits around distant stars, leaving their trademark trails of starlit gas and debris.
You see this giant tail of gas, which is evaporating as it gets close to the central star. And what I see is a telltale spectral signature of this gas.
Welsh has been concentrating on star systems outside our Milky Way galaxy. The research astronomer at the University of California, Berkeley Space Sciences Laboratory says these small, faraway comets are hard to detect. The icy dirt balls between just 5 and 20 kilometers across emerge from the massive disks of gas and dust that he's found circling around many distant stars, the raw material for new planets. Welsh says the exocomets are formed from the scraps left over from planet formation.
So this is like the missing link, the missing piece in the puzzle, and it reinforces all the planetary formation theories, because all of the planetary formation theories says you should end up with leftover comets and leftover big hunks of rock, asteroids, and that sort of thing.
At the American Astronomical Society's annual meeting in Long Beach, California, Welsh reported that he and his colleagues found spectrographic signatures of the six new exocomets orbiting six very young Type A stars, which are only about 5 million years old. Although not all the stars harbor exoplanets, the debris disk around each star means they could be present. That suggests that across the universe, exoplanets and exocomets coexist, as they do in our own solar system.
So it looks as though they're quite common things.
Welsh says that if, as experts theorize, comets could have seeded the primordial Earth with organic carbon material and water, then comets may also be the key to life elsewhere in the universe.
If comets are universally distributed around, then you could say that, you know, the incidence of life could be a lot higher on other planets than we ever thought.
Back in our own solar system, comets continue to put on celestial shows for Earthbound observers. People in the Northern Hemisphere will be able to see an unusual comet in late November of this year, with the highly anticipated appearance of Comet Ison. The newly discovered comet is predicted to shine as brightly in the night sky as the full moon. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.